A military statement said 12 Kurdish rebel bases in northern Iraq were targeted by the Turkish Air Force early Sunday. It also said all the planes returned safely. The attack centered on the Kandil Mountains near the Iraqi-Iranian border. It's believed the region is the base for most of the leadership of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK. A pro-Kurdish news agency confirmed the raid, saying it lasted 2 hours. The same agency said the attack had caused panic among civilians. No figures were given for rebel or civilian casualties. But with the strikes occurring in a mountainous, sparsely populated region, civilian casualties are rare. Ankara accuses the PKK of using neighboring northern Iraq as a base to launch attacks against its forces in Turkey. On Thursday, Turkey carried out airstrikes on 13 suspected PKK targets in the Zap region of northern Iraq. Turkish forces in the past few months have launched numerous airstrikes against rebel bases in the region. Early this year, Turkish soldiers entered Iraq in a week-long operation. Such operations against the PKK have been enhanced by US intelligence information. Retired Turkish general Haldun Sormaz Turk says these attacks are part of a psychological war against the rebels.
It would achieve, above all, a psychological effect that would carry the message to the PKK that northern Iraq is not a safe haven and it can be reached any time by the Turkish state.
Ankara claims to have killed more than 40 rebels in the past few weeks during intense fighting between Turkish forces and the PKK in southeast Turkey, close to the Iraqi border. More than a dozen Turkish soldiers were also reported killed. Since 1984, the PKK has been fighting for self-rule for the predominantly Kurdish southeast of Turkey. Nearly 40,000 people have been killed in the conflict, the majority of whom were civilians. The PKK is designated a terrorist organization by the US State Department and the European Union. Early this month, three German mountaineers were kidnapped by the PKK in eastern Turkey, in protest of a crackdown by Berlin on its activities in Germany. The mountaineers were later released. The Kurdish rebels are facing increasing pressure in Europe as well as Turkey and Iraq, but Ankara is also facing international calls to pursue a political solution to the conflict. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.